Well, it probably wasn't their most impressive performance of the season. They have been renowned for protecting leads so well through the championship and have done so in a number of their games. But when they went 6 up yesterday, when Shane McGuigan got the goal and Christopher Bradley added a point and made it 163, they looked in complete control. And eventually, Corian came out of their defensive shell and took the game through Slagneil. And in the end up, they were just hanging on. But probably over the basis of the whole hour, they probably just about deserved it.
And there's always one massive score that wins games for clubs, particularly when both teams are playing so defensive, and it was Shane McGuigan that got that in the second half.
Yeah, much like last year's winning goal, though a lot earlier, a high ball floated in from a free, and Shane came across the square, got a great flick to it. The Corian defence was hesitant, everybody looked at each other to go and attack the ball, and nobody did, and Shane got the goal, which ultimately did decide the game. It separated the teams in the end. O'Corian had a couple of late half chances, but just couldn't force the goal that they needed to rescue it.
Slagneil, the defending Ulster champions, got to an All-Ireland final last year. Is there still room for improvement there, Ciathair, if they're going to retain this provincial crown?
There's still room for improvement from them, absolutely. They would admit that still probably haven't quite hit the defensive highs that they managed last year. They were so tight through the whole championship last year. They conceded 3 goals in their opening game of this year's championship to Lavey, but since then they've undoubtedly tightened up at the back, and they showed in the semi-final against Balahi that if a team gives them space that they can play and tear a team apart. But there is still a room for a tiny bit of improvement, which they'll probably need to retain their Ulster title.
It's been another fantastic year for the club, finally, Ciathair. They've won the senior hurling title. They won the Camogie. Now they've got the football as well. This is the benchmark in Derry at the moment across all the codes.
Absolutely. I don't think there's ever been a benchmark quite like it. We've been searching for records all day to attain whether it is the first club in Ireland to win the senior football, hurling and Camogie all in the 1 year. Regardless, it's an incredible achievement, a testament to years, 10 or 15 years of hard work down there in terms of developing their underage, and it's now bearing fruit for them at senior level.
And the parish that Slagneil is in, it's not seen as one of the big parishes in the northwest. So the size of that achievement, given the size of the club, is phenomenal.
Not at all, not a big parish at all. When they reached the All Ireland Club Final in March, they were the smallest club ever to have done so. They share the parish. They don't even have their own chapel. There's nothing really in the parish. There's no shop. There's no pubs. They go to Mara if they need anything. They share the parish with their rival Swatra. So it really is such a small community. But Gaelic games down there is just absolutely everything to them.